forgotten leaf. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. Dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. The 100 seamen, they sailed away through the frozen ocean in the month of May to seek a passage around the pole, where we poor sailors sometimes must go. Through cruel hardships they valiantly strove. The ship on mountains of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe was the only one who ever came through. In Baffin's Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no one can know. The tale of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone with his sailors do. See Lord Franklin I'd cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin does live.
That's an old ballad called Lord Franklin. And it turns out, this is a great story. Turns out they found the guy and his crew buried in ice in like northern Canada, Arctic Canada. They did the tale of Franklin, a tongue can tell now, thanks to science, excavation. But yeah, it's an old ballad from the mid to late 19th century. Thanks so much to Zach and Emily for that lovely, lovely set. That really set my mood right. Sometimes music puts me in a really good mood, and that was one of those times.
Scaling the wall, the glass jars and mud, holy boots filling with holier blood. Down at the bottom, people wave hands, fist clutching dollars from protected sands. I look for a foothold, dirt tumbles down into the water on your muddy brow. Waking from dreams of screaming red war, rub on my temples and your holy hole, friend. Call me down, we will call me down. I'll cast my bones on your muddy shore, protected beaches splattered with gold. Call me down, we will call me down. You are chemical trail, you're a dust storm. You are an extraterrestrial life form. There's a hole in my boots, I'm too big for my skin. Give me hot water and sulfur and those engines. My vision's been waving sugary clean. You call me down, me down, twisting my body through tunnels and turns. The beaches are flooded, forests have all burned. You call me down, you call me down. Waking from dreams of sunburns and drug deals, and I fly as a crow. I spin as a pinwheel. I hear the trees clap one hand as they fall, but I can't see the forest from up on this wall. Protected eyes and baby deer hurts. My vision is blurry, my shot is obscured. Waking from dreams of unholy pleasures, keeping my gravity pulley and lever.
Slow songs right now. It's because it's like feels very nighttime in here. Played.
Spirits and hearts. heart to be revealed to me there. That old gypsy's got some tips for me. Speak to me with breath like bourbon. Let me look into your turban. No, Madam Rosie, won't you go into a trance? Show me what you got. What do you foresee? Madam Rosie, help me out. With your voodoo astrology, runes eaching Ouija. Oh, Madam Rosie, look into your crystal ball and tell me, what's my purpose in this world, and when will I hit my stroke of luck, and should I worry about
up in the car on the way to a show by singing along to the oldies station, but for some reason my radio was on this weird, like, contemporary pop, like 80s music station kind of, and they played this really long weird Joe Jackson song. It was like all synth solos and like off key Joe Jackson singing. I couldn't possibly sing along to it, but I couldn't look away, so I didn't really warm my voice up. The long and short of it is I was just in the car like, wow, Joe Jackson, all right, and didn't sing along to Otis Redding like I usually do on the way to a show. Yeah, I guess that wasn't the story I thought it was. Now you guys giggled a little. I know. It's okay though, I like this. It's good. You're all, like, here. about Watership Down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'll do one of my Kurt Vonnegut songs. That's about the book Breakfast of Champions. Seeing if you're paying attention. It's about the woman in Breakfast of Champions named Francine, who is the secretary of the horrible, abusive car dealer guy. and she's just like, that all the lyrics of that song just about are like verbatim taken out of the book. I just put it together. It's a collage piece. Already made. Oh, I just hate myself for saying that.
Raise it. It's great.
It's like the worst part of playing music is your thing goes out of tune. Maybe that's why I should play like modern instruments.
Like computers?
No, like keyboards, guitars, and omnichords. Gosh. It's gonna happen. I'm getting a guitar. Yeah, so this friend of mine is going away for a long time to hike. He's going away for a long time. He's going away to hike a long trail. And hi, Bob, if you're listening on the radio later. And he's going to give me a keytar and also a guitar and also a car-tar to use. Yeah, I'm like getting all this cool stuff. Because he's just like, see ya. See ya later. And I'm like, gonna play the guitar now.
That's awesome.
Serendipitous. Yeah, me dancing, imagine. Me dancing. I'm just gonna play a couple more so these nice people can get out of here. So all of you nice people can go do stuff. Thank you.
skip rocks on the river as the tide is coming high. We climb on the tower to watch the trains roll by. Days turn into nights here, and the nights they pin you down. So we set the woods on fire and drink till the moon goes down. Trees are ripe with flowers and the grass is fresh and new. Oh, I'd never grow this type of sand if it not for you.
Have a reason to go to Stuyvesant. There's this great trail off on the river, like it goes through this bog, and it's a little boardwalk that goes through this boggy forest, and then it ends at a railroad trestle that you can sit on top of and smoke cigarettes and look at the train go by. Yeah. Thrills. Was thinking about smoking cigarettes just then, but now I'm thinking about other things. Oh, put the ideas right in my head. All right, what will I play? Oh golly, I'll play Thanks so much for everyone who came. It's really nice. I know it's probably not as nice for Emily and Zach to play to like a nearly empty room, but I love it right now. It's really doing great things for me. So thank you for not being more people. I'm glad you are all only one of you.
I try.
I hope it's nice to be just one of you.
I was gonna make an alien abduction joke, but
do it.
No, I just like I'm always cracking alien abduction jokes. Like at the dentist when I was getting my tooth extracted, they had like my mouth packed full of cotton and painkillers, and I was like, this is what it's like up in their shit. And the dentist was like, you are weird. Next time you go to the dentist, try that.
They give you pills for that. man.
Everything's in the studio. I think it's like 50 bucks. Yeah.